Now let's visit the pollinator pathway. Head south toward the parking lot, then go left or east along the sidewalk. As you reach the point where the road beside you rises up to become a brick pathway, cross over to your right, away from the circle drive. Stop here at the beginning of the pollinator pathway, then restart the tour when you're ready. Just as these pathways weave in and out, our food sources are intertwined with the lives of pollinators. We depend on these often unrecognized and mostly unknown animals as part of our food chain. We owe about every third bite of our food to creatures as small as hummingbirds, bats, beetles, bees, butterflies and moths, and more. What do all these animals have in common? They transfer pollen from flower to flower so plants may reproduce, fruiting, and creating more seeds. Imagine eating a nice warm slice of pizza. Thank a bumblebee for your pizza sauce. She will land on a tomato blossom and vibrate her wings to trigger the flower to release its pollen. Does your pizza slice have cheese? No, pollinators don't make cheese, but dairy cows are often fed alfalfa, which is pollinated by our native alkali bee. And then there are honeybees. Honeybees were brought to North America in the 1600s by the Jamestown colonists to pollinate their crops from the Old World. Here in Texas, we can trace honeybees back to Austin's colony in 1821. Honeybees get the lion's share of the attention we give pollinators. Why? Well, honeybees are social and live in large numbers in a hive, the opposite of most native bees. Humans will care for honeybees to harvest their honey and their beeswax as their hive grows. Honeybees are also easy for us to recognize and name. But native bees are everywhere if you just know where to look. There are more than 4,000 species of native bees in North America, though most of us only can name and recognize one, the bumblebee. Most native bees are solitary, living just one season, and 70% of them live and lay their eggs underground. Other native bees may lay their eggs on a pollen ball placed in a hollow reed or a tunnel in a tree. Upon hatching, each larva will devour their pollen ball and pupate over the winter, then emerge as an adult in the spring or early summer. And since native bees have no hive to defend, most are non-aggressive and rarely sting. Do you have native bees? Often, they look quite different from a honeybee. They may be bigger than a bumblebee or not much bigger than a gnat. They may be black or a shimmering metallic green or blue. They will likely be hairy to better carry pollen. Some species carry their pollen tucked under their abdomen, so if you see an insect with a fluffy yellow undercarriage, it's likely a native bee. There are several pollinator pathways here, each with a story to tell about hummingbirds, butterflies, and other pollinators. Pause the audio and explore the pathways, and watch out for flying pollinators visiting the abundant blooms for most of the year. When you've finished, restart the audio.